Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
How's it going, Rochelle?
Good. Was that Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Yeah, well, no. Well, it's also the French national anthem.
Oh, they stole it from the Beatles?
Yeah, they stole it from the Beatles, Rochelle. Exactly. I feel bad because it's been like over a week since we
You should feel so bad.
I do feel bad. And predict because we usually are on schedule, but things happened on Wednesday and it just didn't work out that particular day. That's all I'm going to say about that.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. But, I'll just mention this off the bat. This is episode 300, which I guess is a milestone, I think.
Yeah, because we've treated episode 100 and 200 as milestones, right?
Yeah, I don't, like, I remember episode 200, and that was, we kind of did it, and that was that. 201 was one where we did in front of a live audience. Maybe one day people will allow us to do that again.
I don't know, I don't think we should be allowed to do that again.
You don't think we should be allowed to do that again, ever again?
No.
Never again shall people want to see us perform in front of them, in front of a live audience of fives
Six.
Or sixes
yeah.
that happen to be at that place on that night. Which is, which got me thinking. It's like, I listen to podcasts all the time.
Can we just invite five or six of our friends and be like, and say that we film, or that we do it in front of a live studio audience, even though it's only five of our friends?
I guess technically that's correct.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't say how big your audience has to be. It could be like...
Can we just have one person?
One person, then have them just clap and go, yeah, that's great, the things you did.
Oh, that's what we get when our baby comes. That's what we can make our baby do.
Everything will be in front of a live studio audience. There, sometime.
Of one.
of a sleep studio audience in the other room. But, yeah, I guess that's a thing. Like 300 episodes, I guess... That's something we should be proud of. Like 300, about 300-ish hours of content.
Proud of or embarrassed?
Sorry? What did you say?
Proud of doing 300 episodes or embarrassed of doing 300 episodes?
I'm mostly proud. There's certain episodes which I think are, you know, are kind of left buried in amongst the others. But I think that others are really good. I really liked our last episode where I kind of got real a bit. I don't know if I'm going to do that as much this show. I think it may freak some people out.
You made us talk.
I made us talk for over an hour. We were pushing some time. It's good.
Oh, that was good.
But, yeah, so I guess if you have any like gold stars or want to say, hey, good job, people. Thanks for doing the show this long. Yeah.
We like it and we still listen to it.
info@tiptaptip.com. I'm not sure who listens to this anymore. It might just be us making it, and that's that. So,
which actually, you know what? I don't even know if anybody listens to our show, so
yeah,
we could just be doing this just for ourselves.
If anybody happens to listen, just send us an email. Go, hey, I listen. That's all you have to say.
I swear, Eric, we gotta do the pump up the volume move where we pimp out our car in Tip Tap Tip. And we drive around and we have like spots where we meet with our listeners.
Yeah. We should do meetups.
You know, like Christian Slater does.
Yeah. But he gets arrested in the end, right?
Yeah, but that's because he's doing something illegal.
This is clearly not illegal. So
it's not.
All right. Let's get to some important business. This is something I've been talking about the last two episodes, and I need more people to step out of the plate. All right. I'm not fucking around. I can't stop the clock. Baby's going to come. When it comes, we're going to have a month off where we figure shit out and we need the show to go on. All right? So listen.
Well, it's either a month off of like no show or a month off of
new shows
with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, listen to this. This is very important stuff. I'm going to say this. I posted this on Facebook in the Canadian Amateur Podcasters group. I'm going to say this because I've got some tentative interest from a few people, but I got nobody solid saying, I will do this. Maybe I got to follow up and say, shake some people down and say, hey.
Well, I think you need to be a little bit more clear. Like, if they are agreeing to this, are they doing it for the month? Or are
no,
they
No, they're
doing
just doing like a one-off show, like one person.
They're
do
just
one.
Doing one show.
Yeah.
So you have to try and find how many people?
I know, like I'd say even if I get like once a week, like four people, I can do that. I will convince four people
to do one show a week.
No, yeah, what? So one different person each week, right?
Oh, okay. So just have one show a week.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think when you explained that to me, I thought you were looking for someone to do the show for the whole month twice a week.
Oh, God. No, I could never convince anybody to do that. I can barely convince
them. Well, I know, so you have to be a little bit more clear with
what
you're asking.
Just so we're clear, if you want to do a one-off of our show, info@tiptaptip.com. I'll give you the details. This is basically exactly what I had written on the thing. All right? Rochelle?
What thing?
The Facebook, the thing I just explained, Rochelle.
Eric, if you want people to understand what the fuck you're talking about, you have to be more clear. You can't say that. I understand what you're saying.
Well, maybe I'll
because
work.
Because I know how your brain works.
Well, maybe I'll work on getting more clear over the next 300 fucking episodes, all right? Because clearly up to this point, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, all right? You think that after 300 episodes, I'd become a fucking pro at this. But apparently, I'm not clear enough for Rochelle.
Like, I don't care if anybody does the show or not.
You don't care. You don't care. This show could die. And you'd be like,
eh. It will not die. Just because we take a month off, it will not die.
All right. It's dead.
No, it won't. It will just
fucking
be like,
die without you people.
Eric, it will just be like Tip Tap Tip is on vacation. That's all.
Forever.
You suck.
All right. This is what I wrote on the Canadian Amateur Podcasters Facebook group, which you should check out because things happen on there. All right. That's what I wrote. Just be clear. Perfectly clear.
Say it.
Rochelle, my wife and co-host of Tip Tap Tip, and I are expecting baby around the middle of June. I'm simultaneously freaking out and really excited. Seeing as this is our first, we figure we'll need a month or so to figure out how to take care of it, and we won't be able to host Tip Tap Tip during that time. Here's where you come in. We need some fellow podcasters to fill in for the show and host a few episodes in the interim. Okay, maybe that's the part where it should be more clear. Do the show in our style and feel. I'll put on the intro and outro music. Send me the file and I'll schedule for release during the time where we're out of commission. Links to your show with your links to your podcast website, etc. If this sounds interesting, but you're thinking who the fuck are these guys? Check out one of our older episodes at tiptaptip.com. We are fun. That's just not our tagline. That's not just our tagline. Blah, blah. Any questions can be posted here, or you can email me at info@tiptaptip.com.
I like how you added fuck in it.
Where?
Who the fuck are these people?
Well, that's what you think. You go, okay, who's this?
No, I know, but that's like if people don't know what Tip Tap Tip is about, they're like, oh, you said a swear word, I can't do it, or they can't do it, or whatever.
Well, I think by putting that fuck in there, it'll weed out people who might know.
You just like putting the fuck in there,
hey? Put the fuck in there. Put the fuck. I put the fuck. I put the fuck in the fuck. All right.
Man, ever since you met the Italian shoemaker dude, you just like imitating Italian people.
Forget about it. he's a character. That's for sure. I got to bring my boots into them because they're fucked. But that's another thing. So. Seeing as we've said announcements and stuff, let's just get right to the nitty gritty of what we do and what we do best, and that's bringing you entertaining stories and clips and stuff and junk, because we can do that, right? This is actually one of the more interesting things that was sent in to me. This was sent in to me from Kelvin, who I have to say, because very consistently, week after week, he sends me an email titled "Stupid Links."
It always has the same title.
Very, very consistent with the title, and it's very clear. They are links and they are stupid. and, you know, with a list of videos and stuff that he thinks would be funny for the show. This is one of them. This is actually an interesting thing. It's not so much a news item as it is just kind of an interesting sort of weird fact. I know I'm not going to play the music, but this is.
Do you want me to pretend to do the music? I don't know it at all. Fact!
I purposely did. Didn't say anything because I want to isolate that clip and then turn it into a song.
Oh, great.
but I guess, I'll just read this part here. In the era before the printing press, monks were assigned to copy manuscripts and holy texts by hand. Because of the drudgery of the work, they would often write comments in the margins expressing their complaints. And then I have a few examples. So these big books, they do them all by hand. Like, you know, the illustrations and the mm-hmm. whole bit. Do this day in and night because they need copies of these books.
But, and then they'd randomly draw like cocks and stuff.
No, they would just write. They kind of make little complaints in the margins about their job, which is funny because they would do it in Latin in I guess 1,000 years ago. They'd be like, "Fuck this job," and here's some of the complaints. I'll just read down some of these. New parchment, bad ink. I say nothing more.
Nice.
Here's another one. I am very cold. So you can imagine, like, they're just sitting at, they spend like hours just like copying these texts, and you're just like, fuck. Like, you know, I know I'm doing this for, you know, for a greater purpose, but this is a pain in the ass. Here's another one. That's a hard page and weary work to read, and a weary work to read it. I'm not sure what that means. Another one. Let the reader's voice honor the writer's pen. I like this one. This page has been written very slowly.
Nice.
This one's kind of odd. The parchment is hairy. Another complaint. The ink is thin. I like this one. Thank God it will soon be dark. And here's because you can imagine these guys just writing this, and then my hand.
Yeah, that's what I would. That's the first thing that I thought about was how much your hand would hurt.
Yeah. Here's something that somebody had written near the end of doing this whole manuscript. He wrote, "Now I've written the whole thing. For Christ's sake, give me a drink."
Are they allowed to talk like that if they're monks? I thought monks were, like, religious people.
I guess if you were writing out this whole book, recreating this whole book by hand, you'd probably be a bit...
peeved.
Yeah. Writing is excessive drudgery. It crooks your back. It dims your sight. It twists your stomach and your sides. Here's another one. St. Patrick of Armagh. Deliver me from writing.
I'm assuming that's a saint.
Yeah. While I wrote, I froze, and what I could not write by the beams of the sun, I finished by candlelight. As the harbor is welcome to the sailor, so is the last line to the scribe. And then here's another one. This is sad, O little book. A day will come in truth when someone over your page will say, the hand that wrote it is no more. Yeah. So. Tough job.
Glad I know. Yeah, I never thought that monks would do something like that. That seems kind of like a badass thing to do.
Well, you're copying this whole book, and it just pains you.
Yeah. But I know, I've heard of, like, Disney drawers drawing in stuff.
Like what? Oh, like what? Penises and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And that's what you heard.
Well, and then also Jessica Rabbit being naked in between or something. Some of the scenes, she's just not wearing a dress.
Yeah, I gotta track that down. Because I remember when I was a youngster watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I got some weird feelings when I was watching the Jessica Rabbit scenes.
Yeah, because she's all tits, right?
She's all tits and ass. And I was like, I don't understand what's going on.
Why is this cartoon giving me a hard-on?
What's going on? That's how I talked as a child.
Well, wasn't there that story that we did where that lady was getting plastic surgery to look like her?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like 60 years old or something? That was weird.
I guess everybody has a goal, but...
I know. Well, that's better than getting plastic surgery to look like a cat.
Yeah, well, you get enough plastic surgery, you end up looking like a cat just because they pull your face back so far. They get cat eyes. Yeah.
I wonder if it's possible if you get so much plastic surgery for your eyeballs to pop out, like what happens to pugs?
I don't think you could get that much. Nah. Pugs, well, I get pugs' eyeballs like actually pop out.
That's what I heard.
And you, what do? You shove it back in the skull? What?
Yeah. Because they've been so inbred to have those flat faces
that they don't
have eye sockets, so their eyeballs are halfway out of their head. So if your little pug dog gets hit by a car, their eyeball pops out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure I heard that.
I wouldn't be surprised with these little dogs.
Yeah, but next time you see it, you just look at the eyeball. It looks like it's going to pop.
I know, because they're all like,
yeah.
Man saws, an unemployed Australian man sawed off his own left foot to avoid being found fit enough to go back to work. Okay.
Well, that's pretty desperate.
That's an extreme move. Okay, I get it. Nobody likes work, right?
Yeah, because, you know, I've never tried to saw off my own foot, but I've seen the movie Saw, and it looks like it would suck.
I would imagine there's a list of 1,000 things I'd rather be doing than sawing off my own foot.
I think more like a million or a billion things.
Probably more than 1,000.
Yeah.
Sawing off my foot wouldn't make it there. Police said the 56-year-old man deliberately sliced it off above the ankle with a mechanical saw, ouch, and threw it into an oven.
What?
All right.
Why would you want to cook your own foot?
Maybe because he really didn't want it reattached if they found him.
Oh, that's so gross.
He then hobbled into his garage and called an ambulance. He sliced off the foot just a few hours before he was due to have a health check with the labor department on whether he was fit enough to go back to work. So, obviously not fit enough. They probably concluded that he's not mentally fit because sawing off your own ankle is a thing.
I wonder what kind of job he had.
What if he had like a desk job?
Like, yeah, you can. Or instead of not going back to work even after doing that, they'll be like, well, you're perfectly fit for a desk job.
Like, oh, fuck. He cuts off his arms and his legs.
That would suck.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do.
You could just cut off a finger, really, for a desk job, because then you can't press the computer keys, right?
You can type. You might not be as quick as somebody who has like all the fingers, but seeing as the way I type, I usually use like not all the fingers. Even though.
Or maybe if you did cut off one of your fingers, maybe you would get more of a chance of getting hired because you'd be slightly disabled.
Possibly. Because I know that some of the things that I've filled out when I've applied for positions, that is something they say. They say that we are an equal opportunity employer. Are you this? I'm like, no, I'm white.
Oh.
No, I'm not this. No, I'm not a visible minority.
Can you be an invisible minority?
Oh my God, that'd be the best kind of minority. I want to be the invisible minority. I want to be the guy who like kind of floats in with like this floating hat, go, yep, here for work.
No, because there's people who are like they're minorities, but they're, say for instance, like people who are like 1/4 Métis or something like that. Like that girl I used to work with who got arrested at the Christmas party. She was like 1/4 Métis or Indian or something like that. Oh, sorry, Native Canadian. And
that's First Nations, Rochelle.
Fuck. Why do they keep changing it?
I know, because they change it. Like, all right.
It's so confusing.
It's like, how can we make an entire group of people immediately sound like assholes? I know, we'll just switch it up again. I'm like, fuck.
When did they change it?
I've heard it kicking around for about 10 years now. I know.
Oh.
But I think you can still say Native Canadian, and that's okay, but they prefer First Nations. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, because they got here first.
They were here first, motherfuckers. we're the Second Nations. Second is first last.
I don't know if we were second. We're probably like fifth.
We're like,
I mean, my parents just got here, you know, 40 years ago.
So I'm probably like Third Nation.
Yeah, I'm probably like 100th Nation.
There we go.
Anyway.
You were saying
what
about
was my point?
Yeah, oh, okay. What was your point?
So she doesn't look like she's Native at all.
Yeah.
So then is she an invisible minority? Because it's not visible?
I don't know. Well, invisible minority would be if I was like half or, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Well, even Rochelle was watching La Bamba today. Right. Because Richie Valens is not even like Hispanic at all. And not Richie Valens, sorry, Lou Diamond Phillips. He's like, has some like Filipino, he has like something else. But I don't think he's actually like, any sort of like, South American or Central American.
Really?
No. They just dressed him up like one in that movie. Everybody else in the movie was like, you know, who was supposed to be.
But he has like a bit of.
Yeah, because he's part Filipino, right?
Yeah.
So.
No, but Filipino's not Mexican.
No, I know Filipino are not Mexican. They're kind of like,
I don't know. I think Lou Diamond Phillips has the weirdest face shape. Like, if you were going to draw someone who has a heart-shaped face, his whole head is totally, like, perfectly heart-shaped.
Yeah.
And even his mouth goes with it, too. He kind of reminds me of the devil character in Futurama.
I'm trying to think. The devil robot?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think there.
Just the way he looks.
He looks like a devil robot.
His all face. Right. But that's such a good movie. I love that movie.
I know. You've watched it like a million times. So you're...
What are you talking about? I haven't watched it a million times.
Okay. Dozens of times. You know the soundtrack.
Because that was the very first CD that my dad ever got that was not classical music that us kids actually liked. And so we would blare it and then run around the whole house.
Oh, so your dad bought it. It was not your CD.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Daddy, can I listen to La Bamba soundtrack?
No, we would just turn it on
yeah.
and then just run around the house and dance to it and stuff. And we were like, yay, our dad doesn't like the classical music only anymore. But that was the only thing that he ever got that was good. No, he got stuff later on. But
you think your dad's like secretly into punk, but he doesn't tell you?
No.
Just because?
No.
No? You don't think that?
No way.
You think like when he's not driving, when he's like driving around in his like Audi by himself, he like whips out like the Dead Kennedy CD and like Sex
Nuh-uh.
Pistols?
No.
And you're like, oh, okay, nobody's here.
He could never do that.
Like, all right. Let's throw in some like Anarchy in the UK. But then I'll tell the kids that I'm actually listening to like Bach. Something like that or some.
No.
Something else. No, you don't think that?
Do you think that?
I like to pretend that that's actually happening.
Right? No.
But, you know, I'm like, oh, no, probably not.
That would be like saying that your dad secretly listens to classical music.
I could see him put on some classical music, but like.
There's one CD that your dad gave us that I put on and.
What's that?
I don't know what it is, but it was like old people jazz music.
Like Dixieland jazz? Like,
no, like I don't know. I can't explain it. It was just slow jazz.
Oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
Like sexy sax.
And I still listened to it for a while because it wasn't disturbing me.
Yeah.
But it also wasn't very good. Yeah. Anyway.
So it was a hit or a miss or a maybe.
It was a miss.
Oh, no.
It's definitely a miss.
My dad just bought you flowers today.
Whatever. The other CDs he gave us are good.
Yeah, they are good.
The Hollies. I've listened to that so many times.
Yeah.
Super good.
All right. Speaking of music, we've got a lot of music stuff to talk about. And because we've got all these Eurovision songs. Because it's coming up pretty quick, like a month and a bit. You believe that?
And Eric, when's the baby coming?
After Eurovision.
That's the only way that you know?
What?
Seriously, how many weeks until Eurovision?
Like 5 or 6.
Okay, how many weeks till the baby comes?
10.
Oh, you do know!
Yeah, because you said it the other day. You're like, oh, 10 weeks, like, get rid of this shit. That's making me uncomfortable.
Until I get rid of this shit.
Not like you're having a big fucking dump. But you know, you're in the uncomfortable stage of your pregnancy.
Yeah.
You're in like the jeez.
Even just like sitting here right now, it's like oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know where my organs have gone. I think they've all gone into my throat.
They've just all been shoved up.
Yeah.
He's like, make room for baby. Fuck all y'alls. Fuck you, kidney. I'm here. Get out of the way.
Ugh. And like, where did my ribs go? I can't feel them anymore. They disappeared.
Baby needs room to jump around.
Seriously, look, you can't even feel where my ribs are. They're like under there, and then all of a sudden, gone!
Yeah.
He ate them.
Joy of life. I feel like I'm responsible for this, and I partially am. Okay.
Yeah, you blew me up, so now I'm like a big, fat blueberry whale.
Blueberry. Oh,
it's all your fault.
Be done soon enough.
And in order to pay for it, you should go get me Reese's Peanut Butter Cups after the show.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I do.
Well, because we looked online yesterday just to see how we could make it ourselves.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a total pain in the ass.
It's, you know, because it involves painting, like using a...
Painting chocolate.
I had a paintbrush and chocolate, I'd dip it in, and then I'd just put it right in my mouth.
I know. I think what we should do is just melt chocolate and then melt peanut butter and then put them on a spoon and just eat it together. Like, isn't that the same thing?
Essentially, right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get you Reese's. Why those ones in particular?
I don't know. I just really want those all the time.
All the time. Let's get you like a... You're going to... Like, once Sunday's over, once Easter's done, man, we can get like all the chocolate for cheap.
Yes.
Yes. So happy about that.
We should do that for my birthday party, me and Crass's birthday party. We should have a chocolate Easter egg hunt in our place.
Nice.
That'd be fun.
Even though it's like it'll be like a week after Easter, but whatever.
Who cares? That's the best time to do it because that's when all the Easter eggs are on sale.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. We got lots of Eurovision stuff to talk about. I know people like that, right, Rochelle? You like
the... Yeah, I just want to say one more thing.
What's that?
You know, my favorite part about living in a house is that we can look out the front of our windows and spy on our neighbors.
It's weird. Like, you know, like...
I like being able to do that.
Like, last night we were watching television. And we're like, who the fuck is parking in our driveway? What the fuck? Because, you know, we park in the driveway, right? So as soon as someone comes up there, we're like,
is someone going over? Are we expecting someone?
Where's my fucking baseball bat? Do I have to kick somebody's ass?
You don't even have a baseball bat, Eric.
I need to get one.
Don't worry, it's okay. I have a gun.
Oh, awesome. That's even better. Fuck the baseball bat. All right.
Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Sounds good.
I didn't do anything.
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Yeah, it's our fucking table.
Oh, okay.
Our table's legs are really loose, probably because of moving it and we didn't tighten it or anything.
Yeah, we'll fix that up. Anyways, yeah. Well, I'm going to be moving this whole sort of setup to the other room. Anyways, I'm going to be switching my table around so I don't have to set this up all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Good. Good. Eurovision stuff. We still have a lot of songs we haven't gone over. Let's just do that.
Okay.
We have, let's just start with Lithuania. This is a song called Donny Montel and Love is Blind. And sir, just to catch everybody up, Eurovision Song Contest is this thing which goes on in Europe every year. Countries submit their song to be represented there. They all compete to have the best song in Europe. Now, best is completely subjective, because it's a bit kind of cheesy, but it's fun. We like to cover it every year, and we like to have it Eurovision party in the afternoon when it's on.
Yeah.
Sounds good? All right. So, first off, we're going to talk about Spain's entry to the... Lithuania's entry to the contest. That's Donny Montel, Love is Blind... And you'll soon see why it exactly is blind.
When the day becomes a night, just know that I think of you. And I cannot control my heart, it's crying for you.
Get it?
No, I don't.
Is killing me. I'm helpless without your love. think that someone I can't understand. Now it's dear for me, your boy. I want you back. And it's made me realize how far I am. Love is blind and it's true. Nobody.
So that was Donnie Montel representing Lithuania with a song called Love is Blind. I like this song. The only thing I don't like was the fact that the first half, the slow half, took like basically the an entire minute and a half.
Yeah, it was a bit long.
You know,
because I just assumed that the rest of the song was going to be like that.
Like it's going to be like a big ballad. I'm like, all right, I get it. Love is blind. And it was blind because he was wearing a blindfold basically for the first
time. But that was cheesy.
I know. We get it. Oh, love is blind. But as soon as like the sort of disco part kicked in, I'm like,
yeah, then I was like, holy cow, this guy actually is good and he can sing good and he can
do flips, apparently.
Yeah. One-handed flips. Like all that time he wasted with the slow part.
Should been doing more
flips. He could have been doing
like
more
flips. More flips, less fucking slow shit, right?
Yeah.
So
like a stage that they had too.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully they'll get that sorted out for the time.
And he was on stage all by himself. Like I hope for the if he gets into the final, I hope that he has more people on stage dancing with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more fun.
Yeah, exactly. Let's listen to Spain's entry. I don't think we've listened to this one yet. This is a singer called Pastora Soler, and you will have to I say this every time.
Quidate.
Yeah, say those words, Rochelle, because I don't want to.
Quidate conmigo.
Sure, that's probably as best as I would do too.
Okay.
This is that song with the words that Rochelle just said.
Si no supe decir que lo eras todo para mí, perdón por el dolor, perdona cada lágrima, yo sé que no merezco más. si no te tengo aquí, no sé vivir. Quédate conmigo, no te vayas a perder. Si no supe amarte, solo las horas en tu piel amándote. Quédate conmigo, no te vayas, perdóname. Si no supe amarte, amor, no era mío el corazón.
That was Spain, essentially. That's basically.
It was pretty intense. Yeah. It was like she was crying while she was singing.
Oh, yeah, she really got into that song.
Yeah.
Not so much for me. I don't know. I didn't. You know, there's so many ballads in this contest that, you know, they all tend to kind of.
I know, and it's kind of easier to get into a ballad too if you know what they're saying. If you don't know what they're saying, at least for me, then it's just a slow song, right?
It's just a slow song.
Yeah. Because when it's a love ballad, Eric, I totally, totally get into it.
What?
Yeah. Like everything I do for you.
It's not that fucking song again.
Yeah, that fucking song. You know why, Eric? That song touches my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure it touches. And you touched things.
What?
When you're thinking of Christian Slater.
No.
That's a bad joke. I apologize.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I don't know what I was thinking. You think 300 episodes I'd get better at this, right?
No, I think you're getting worse.
I'm getting worse. It's like that. It's like the second half of like Flowers for Algernon. Kind of worse.
What is that?
You never read that book, right?
No.
You never read that book in school. All right. Well, let me explain that book to you. Flowers, because I make this reference all the time. And like, I'm just waiting for somebody to like go, oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's a book I read in junior high or high school. I can't remember which.
Was it mandatory reading?
It's mandatory reading. It's like, and basically what it is these people perform this experiment on this janitor who's really fucking dumb, right? And they.
That is such a stereotype. Not all janitors are dumb.
No, he's like.
Haven't you seen that movie with Matt Damon?
No, he's like double digit IQ dumb. Like he's like really genuinely dumb.
Oh, like he's like retarded.
Borderline, basically. Okay. So they, because they've been performing.
Oh, sorry, mentally handicapped.
Yeah. So they perform this, because you've been performing this experiment on mice with this, I can't remember, it was like a serum or whatever. And it makes the mouse really, really smart, right? So like, oh, great. Well, works in the mouse. We'll try it on this dude, right? Cause he's fucking dumb. And we'll see if we can make him into like a smart dude, right? So they do it. And then gradually throughout the first half of the book, you know, he becomes smarter. And then I think it's been so many years since I've read this book. I can't remember if it's written like from his perspective, right? Like, you know, like sort of his types of writing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then they notice, these people notice that the mouse that they originally had experimented on, it's, you know, it reached a point where it was like super hyper intelligent, and then it started reverting back to its original dumb state, right? And that's what happens to this guy, right? He becomes incredibly smart, like really, really, really smart. And then, you know, this procedure begins to fade away, and it's interesting to sort of hear his perspective of it, because he's writing from the knowledge that he once was smart. Like, he knew that he was really, really smart, but his intelligence is just fading away to his stupid self again. It's just, so that's my reference.
That's the whole story.
I remember there's a movie about it. There's more going on, but, remember there's like a British movie based on the book. I'm not watching it. Flowers for Algernon.
Algernon.
That's a weird name.
That is a really weird name. I think my favorite story about people who are really smart is the one that's by Kurt Vonnegut, and I can't remember what it's called. But there's these two kids who were born, and they were abnormal looking children. Like, they were tall and, I don't know, abnormal looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really, 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 really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But then the kids, like, they were twins, boy and a girl, and they would run off and they'd play together.
Yeah.
And then, what the average adults, like their parents, didn't realize is that the kids were actually super, super intelligent.
They were just playing dumb?
They were just playing dumb.
All those fuckers.
Because it was easier to get along with the parents if they were dumb, whereas if they were smarter than their parents.
So were these little assholes scheming stuff, or what were they doing?
No, they were solving the world's problems, and then,
wow.
And then the Chinese, in the book, the Chinese people invented a way to shrink people so they would use less resources, and they came to...
That's kind of awesome.
The Chinese people had a ship that was made out of a fortune cookie, because they were that small, and they came to... the children for advice on how to save the world.
Wow. That sounds like a crazy fucking book.
Kurt Vonnegut. Yeah. I like him.
And you don't remember the title?
No.
Okay.
No. I read all of his books.
Oh, okay.
Once I read one, like the Slaughterhouse Five.
Yeah.
Once I read that one, I just read all of them. Like, I just went to a secondhand bookstore and just picked up all of them. And then you read them all one after the other, and then you forget which one was which.
I gotcha. Yeah. It's like me and, like when I was reading like all the Ray Bradbury books in like junior high.
I can't believe you never read Kurt Vonnegut, even though you read Ray Bradbury.
Well, I never got around to it, right?
That's so silly.
I know, I'm dumb. But, Ray Bradbury stuff was great. Like the Mars Chronicles, I remember reading that. That's an awesome book.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a lot of science fiction movies where you're like, isn't that just totally copying a Ray Bradbury story?
Yeah. But he wrote so much stuff.
I wish I could write stuff like that.
And then, do you ever read, Something Wicked This Way Comes? That's a fucked up book.
No.
Like this evil sort of carnival which comes to town. It's crazy. They made a movie about that.
I don't really like books about carnivals.
It's an evil carnival that comes to town.
Yeah, that doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, all right. It's a good book. Good movie, too. Freaky.
Maybe if it was an evil zoo.
There we go.
That'd be cool.
We got more songs to talk about. Let's talk about Belarus. Because we like them, right?
I can't remember.
maybe. Maybe we like them. This is their song, group called Light Sound. That's Light with an L-I-T-E. sound in. It's called We Are the Heroes.
We are the heroes.
Now, I got something special for you.
Oh, then that's We Are the Champ.
I got something special for you later after this.
Is it chocolate?
Not quite.
Night is falling from the sky. Death keeps driving on a highway. What the world is after rocking back. Just keep going. You'll be there someday. You love the law. You're a kiss and law.
So I think Rochelle might have an opinion or two about this song, right?
Can you do that? Like, when he says, we are the heroes, he does that, like...
That kind of guttural kind
of... Yeah, can you do that?
We are the heroes!
That is so dumb sounding. I don't like that.
We are the heroes!
That reminds me of that really bad Canadian band.
What, Nickelback?
Yeah.
That is it!
And I don't understand this band at all because the lead singer is wearing a bow tie.
Yes.
And a button-up white shirt.
Yes.
And then he's singing like that and there's strobe lights going all over the place.
And
I don't get it.
And I remember you were laughing through a couple of spots as soon as the background singers came in. You're kind of like, oh, these guys are just, they should just stick to playing instruments.
This song is so bad. It is so cheesy.
Yeah.
The lyrics are so fucking dumb.
We are the heroes.
Whatever we say, whatever you may do. It's so dumb.
Yeah, it is very dumb.
Like, the only way that this song, I was thinking, could be possibly a little bit tiny bit better is if the guys had longer hair. And they were not wearing shirts and they had oiled their skin and were tanned and had mega wind machines.
Yeah, there's always a reason to put a wind machine.
And maybe some nipple piercings.
Like I said, we need a wind machine here because if I need to make a dramatic entrance to like...
Wind machines, they make Eurovision.
They make...
There's some songs where it's like, well, like that Sweden song that we really like, Wind Machine. It's all the Wind Machine. That's what makes it awesome.
Seriously.
We
need a Wind Machine from the house. So if I'm coming from like the bathroom and coming to like the living room and like, you know, I want to make a really dramatic entrance.
Yeah.
Fucking turn that Wind Machine up to 20, man. Just fucking give her.
And the nice thing about the Wind Machine too is you don't have to wear tight pants or tight dresses.
No, because it blows it all back.
It just blows it all back.
Exactly. So this is a thing which has been floating
Who's
around.
Who's that singer who has like really, really big lips? It's not
Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
Guy from Aerosmith?
Yeah, that guy. He loves the Wind Machine.
Who doesn't like a Wind Machine?
Yeah.
So this is a thing which has been floating around the internet. A guy in Canada, was arrested probably for drunken behavior, which will become apparent. And, a lot of the police vehicles have this camera which points to the back. That way, in case somebody does something stupid as they're locked up in the back of the police car, it's all recorded. So on the way from where this guy was arrested to, gets to the police station, he decides that he's going to sing Queen's the entire Bohemian Rhapsody song a cappella just because he felt like singing it, and he was really, really drunk still at the time, right?
So he probably just left a karaoke bar.
Yeah, probably. And he knew all the words, I will say that. But one resourceful person on the internet did is they took this original video. They paired it with the actual musical track.
How would they get this video?
I don't know how it leaked.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that some police person thought this was hilarious and kind of let it get out. But I'm glad that whoever did, But anyway, they took this guy's original vocals. They paired it with the instrumental track of the original song.
Oh my goodness.
And it is all kinds of brilliant.
Okay, so this is not Eurovision.
No, this is just some drunk Canadian in the back of a police car singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
It might be better than the last Eurovision song.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
This would win over the last song. So here he is. So you got the shot of the police car.
It's an Edson?
Yeah. just to be clear, Edson is
the town where my mom grew up in.
Yeah. So let's just skip ahead here. Oh, here we go. Here's the guy in the back of the car.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a
He's so dramatic too.
He probably just did come from a karaoke bar. Probably just did come from a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
Mama. Just kill the man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun.
Wow, he is so into it.
Now I'm gonna blow it all away.
I can't believe the cops are not telling him to shut up.
No, because they're probably laughing their ass off. I wouldn't tell him to stop.
Because nothing really matters. Too late.
I'm gonna skip. Like, this is a long song, so I'm gonna kind of skip.
Okay.
It's near the end where it all kind of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
even the RCMP.
Do you have to cough me? Physical violence is the least of my priorities.
So that was the town where your mom grew up?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun place to hang out.
There's nothing there.
Oh, okay. So that was a nice
very small. Yes, that was pretty entertaining.
I'll post the clip to that because it's one thing to be able to hear it, but just being able to see the clip of this camera and the guy acting it out in the entire background of the police vehicle is something else. Let's get back to some more Eurovision, shall we?
I don't know. I just don't want to play too much.
We'll play one more song. How about that?
Okay.
It sounds, and then we will play one song, we'll get out of here. Good?
Yeah.
All right, this one is an interesting one. I've been kind of wanting to wait for this for a while. It's kind of a ridiculous video. This is the...
good song?
We'll let you make that decision. But I will say that the video is interesting, and the singer has probably the best name of any person participating in the Eurovision Song Contest this year. This is...
Yeah.
This is representing in Montenegro, Rambo Amadeus, and his song called Euro Nero. And let me
Can we name our kid Rambo?
Duh. you don't need to ask me twice. Nice, that'd be the best. Rambo Amadeus Skilling.
Sounds good.
Yes, we're done. All right, here's his song called Euro Nero.
Euroskeptic, analphabetic, try not to be hermetic. Skeptic, hermetic, pathetic, analphabetic, forget old cosmetic, you need new poetic, aesthetic, eclectic, dialectic. Be dogmatic, bureaucratic, you need to become pragmatic to stop change, climatic, automatic, need contribution from the institution to find solution for pollution to save the children of the evolution. I don't like snobism, nationalism, puritanism. I am different organism. My heroism is pacifism, altruism. I enjoy bicyclism, liberalism, tourism, nudism, optimism. It is good for humanism. Euro, I got no ambition for high position in competition with their condition. Different mission, different school. I got only one rule: always stay cool like a swimming pool. goofy names.
Now, this is one of those songs where seeing the video makes all the difference, just because it's kind of ridiculous, to say the least, right?
Yes.
Right?
You need to see this video.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to post this up on our Facebook page. You can check it out yourself there at facebook.com/tiptaptipshow.
I like his phrase, my only one rule is to stay cool like a swimming pool.
And I didn't even catch that.
And as he's doing that, he's on a boat and he's basically putting cold water in his armpits. But he's, throughout the whole video, he's wearing a toque the whole entire time.
Yeah, he's really sort of nailed down that dirtbag European look.
Yeah, and he's traveling on a donkey.
And at one point it looks like he's at like a health club and he's walking on a treadmill, holding a mug of coffee and just stirring it.
Yeah, staring at all the ladies around him.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a fun song. It'll be interesting to see what the performance is, because this was a music video that we watched. I don't know how he's gonna pull that off.
Yeah.
But, music videos, any indication, then could be good.
I don't know,
I kind of dug
it. I liked
it,
yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Where's Montenegro?
Like, round...
We need a map.
Yeah, I know. We need a globe.
Yeah.
But, let's finish the show off, shall we?
We shall. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening.
Yeah, like I said earlier, if you want to do one show, during our hiatus coming up in June, that would be fantastic. Send me an email, info@tiptaptip.com, and we'll see what we can work out, because that would help us out incredibly, not having to worry about that during the time that we're off. And it would just be fun, you know, a bit of a change of pace, and see, maybe somebody could do our show better than us, and maybe we'll just quit.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
I think it would just be interesting to, spice it up a bit, have a different sort of feel to our show.
Exactly. Yeah. If you like the show, tell your friends, your neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. Tell them to listen to Tip Tap Tip, because we're fun and stuff. Give us a rating in iTunes. That always helps, I think. Also, a good review also helps us feel better about
ourselves. It's not like we actually check that stuff anyway.
I do. From time to time, I check.
Okay.
There's been nothing new. No new activity on the review front. But if you like our show, just give us a review on there. Check out our Facebook page. We put videos that we talk about, which will include, at least in this episode, the gentleman singing Bohemian Rhapsody and the Euro Neuro video that we talked about, because that's fun, too.
Well, and the other Eurovision ones, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. But definitely those ones, because those are the best ones we talked about today.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We will talk to you later. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
All right, bye.